Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, listeners of Eagle FM. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. I think now is the right time to thank Matthias Angala. And yeah, welcome to Early Morning Scoop. This is your morning program that we discuss economic and business matters. It's a program that we discuss, issues of bread and butter. And while some of you are still in bed, some of you are on your way to work, some of you are jogging, some of you are in the gym, it's always very important to respect and also to acknowledge your support and always listening to Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, this morning we are going to, as it has always been the case, we are going to look at issues of bread and butter. Going to look at issues of bread and butter. And it's always very important to make sure that, whatever you do, you never rise by not lifting others, because it's always very important to make sure that on your way to the top, make sure that you are also lifting others, because there is an African proverb to say, if you want to go fast, you can go alone, but if you want to go far, you need to make sure that you go with people. So this morning, the 8th of July, so it's very important to make sure that there is value in a team and there is value in collaboration. So yeah, as it has always been the case, Early Morning Scoop is your platform where we discuss issues of bread and butter, issues of policy analysis, local and international affairs, issues of opportunities, and this is your favorite platform that, we look at how we can contribute positively to the advancement of this country and the conversation that is not limited by one individual, but it's a conversation which is accommodative. It's a conversation which also require contribution from listeners. It's a conversation which aim to make sure that everything which is in place, particularly national developmental plans, they are analyzed, everything which is in place, particularly international relation plans, they are analyzed, and we look at what can we do as ordinary Namibian, what can we do as entrepreneurs, what can we do as professionals, what can we do as analysts, researchers, academicians, politicians, and every economic mover, in order to make sure that we bring about those positive changes in our country. We don't repeat mistakes, or we don't use the same formula or same mechanisms that brought us where we are today. Because when you look at how we were as a country 35 years ago and where we are today, there are things that you can be proud of, and there are also things that you can say. This situation that brought us, for example, to the point where we are still low-middle-income country with highest unemployment rate in SADC region and the highest rate of electricity price, and being classified as high-risk zone by European Union, and also a country which is not adhering to international laws based on strengthening of financial system, according to Financial Action Task Force, you're able to realize that there's something that we can do. There's something that we need to do better. And the other thing is also that apart from looking only at the negative, when you look at Namibia peace and stability, no matter the changes, no matter the transformation, you also be able to realize to say, some of these things we must maintain them because they are giving us a global stage. They are also some of the things that bring us value, particularly when it's coming to peace and stability. However, on top of that, we need to look at what we can change and how we can also advance. And like I'm always saying, there is nobody who has monopoly of knowledge. There is nobody who has monopoly of knowledge. That's why this morning we are always telling you to say, if there is a conversation on the table, you have a democratic right to express your freedom of expression. You have a democratic right to give your views. And you have a democratic right to contribute, because we have a very good understanding to say, for us to move forward as a country, we need people with different views. We need those people who bring about those thought-provoking, you know, questions, those thought-provoking, you know, conversation. The conversation that, you know, is very important, but you don't really want to talk about it. The conversation that, you know, is the only way that is going to change us, particularly when it's coming to our advancement in terms of total development. We are always talking about development in terms of all sectors cutting across, not only in terms of a country with best roads in the region, or the country with best buildings, best infrastructures, but we look beyond infrastructure, we look beyond GDP, we look at human development, we look at the center of development, because the definition of development is incomplete without total development, acquisition of basic needs by an ordinary citizen, ordinary Namibian, such as clean water, shelter, proper shelter. Talk about medical care. We talk about also proper services and happiness, because, you know, in the concept of development of fulfillment of life, happiness, the contribution factors to happiness are those factors that include ability of a person to participate fully in the economic development of the country, a person to have a future, a profession, and also a person to be safe and secured, to raise kids, and also to be optimistic about the future. Because when you look at advancement of country, development of country, you'll be able to realize that the level of happiness is correlated to the stage of development of that country. The more you are moving down the lane, the more also your people are not happy, and also the more your people also are not satisfied with life, and also with what is happening within the country. So that's why we are always making sure that we open the line after the conversation, we open the line, and we look at how we can assist one another, particularly in this complex world of fourth industrial revolution, the world of AI, the world of machine learning, the world of, you know, various models and techniques which are changing very fast. And apart from what I've indicated earlier on, was, you know, building a team, or understanding that when you want to go far in life, you need to make sure that you work with people. It's also very important also to underscore the importance of flexibility, and also adaptability as an individual, because things will not remain the same. So it's very important to make sure that whatever change comes, you move with the tide. And yeah, so dear listeners, this morning, before we go to the conversation for today, before we look at what we have for today, so it's very important to look at how we can connect with us. We are always advising, we are always indicating to you that for you to be up to date with economic news, business, research and statistical information, always make sure that you follow us, Eagle FM Namibia, in our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, former Twitter, I mean X. Follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and other social media platform. Like our page, share our page, because those who follow you will also be able to follow us, so that you also not be able to miss what content is being produced. And yeah, on top of that, we have an e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. It's an economic paper that talk about social development, talk about economic development, talk about issues of trade, issues of national statistics, issues of policy making, and also that is where you find other opportunities. So what you can do, and what you don't want to miss, particularly when you are a student of economics, you are a student of development, you are a student of can be education, you are an economic mover, you are a student of international relations, or you are just a researcher who is interested in national and international development, What you don't want to miss is the Villager newspaper. That is the newspaper you don't want to miss. So you can do that. You can do that. You can subscribe to it at 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. Send your name and save that number via WhatsApp. Then you'll be able to receive that e-paper for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because you'll be able to get content-based information. You'll be able to expand your research. You'll be able also to feed your curiosity and continue learning, because life is a continuation of learning, as we indicated yesterday. So the Villager newspaper is your go-to-go paper. You can be an academician. You can be a researcher at any institution. You can be an ordinary Namibian who does not want to miss opportunity, who is in business. And we are always saying, for you to make those long-term economic and strategic decisions, you need to make sure that you have access to economic insight, you have access to data, you have access to right information, and also you have access to lead information, because when you lead about some, when you read about something, doesn't necessarily that that is the end of it. That is the lead information that can lead you to where you expand your knowledge, and also where you can, get rich and content information. So apart from the e-paper that we have an app, because there are always those who are saying, Eagle FM Namibia, what happened to the frequency? We are not connected to you. Dear listeners, the world is moving very fast, and the world is moving toward transformation. We are at the center of digitalization, and it's up to us to make sure that we are flexible and adaptable to the changes which are coming. So for you not to miss out like other people who are already on track, other people who are already using this app, go to your Play Store, download Eagle FM Namibia app. When you download the Eagle FM app, that is your easy to go app that you can listen to your radio on your phone. You can listen to the programs which are on air automatically when you just open that app. And when you do that, you also have opportunity to look at what you have missed. Because there are always, there's always a time where you wanted to listen about a certain program. Maybe you have seen it on Facebook that no, there's a poster about international relations and development. There's a poster about opportunities for young people. But that time, when a presenter is on air, you are busy, or you are in the gym, you are at work, or you are just caught up with equal important things. So you can go to podcast. That is an open archive. Go to podcast. Look at what is archived there. Then it's easy for you to go. It's easy for you to track back and listen to previous programs and shows at your own pace. Yeah. Lastly, before we go to what we have today, it's also very important to make sure that you get access to Imba app. You get access to Imba app. We are always saying that Imba app is the best simplified version of your hymn book in a digital form. Because when you find yourself in a situation where you do not have a hymn book, you lost it, you gave it to somebody, it got stolen, it's old, or you just don't have it in general, don't scratch your head. We have a solution for you. Everybody can have access to hymn book. Because even if you are a pastor and you are leading a congregation and you realize that a lot of young people who entered the congregation, they do not have hymn books, advise them to download Imba app at that point in time, so that you can have a successful, congregation at that point. Because Imba app is where you have to access your hymn book, not only in Oshiwambo, but in various Namibian languages. You have Oshiwambo, Silozi, Cherero, Afrikaans, English, and many other local Namibian languages. So if you are invited to a birthday party, if you are invited to a graduation party, you go to a certain wedding, and you do not have a hymn book, you feel embarrassed, we have a solution for you, and that solution is Imba App. Download Imba App, have Imba App in your phone, and you make your life easier, and you move with time, and don't be somebody who is sleeping when the world is moving, because in this world of changes, if you are not keeping tracks of on what is happening, if you are not looking at easy and smarter way of doing things, and complementing the hard work, actually, by the time you wake up, people are already in Okahanja, people are already somewhere far, and it will be very difficult for you to catch up. That's why it's always very important to make sure that you are on the lookout, on what's happening, not abandoning the process that you are doing, but acquiring information, because this information will be an asset to contribute to the cause that you are pursuing, to contribute to the goal that you are looking at. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are going to a commercial break. Then we will look at a few local news that is happening. Then we can go to the conversation for today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nuneo o tukwetera o special ange tashake ngeje pa o marude kayo loka o kone ujendi penawa nokumona o ijabo iri nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ineko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And story is very important to look at what is happening around, you know, our country, particularly at the region, what is happening in terms of trade, and also what is happening in terms of current affairs before we go to the conversation. And yeah, one of the incoming news, especially from our region, Sandek region, indicated that United States President Donald Trump has imposed 30% tariff on all South African products entering U.S. Market, effectively from 1st of August 2025. And that decision was announced yesterday, where, you know, the U.S. government indicated that there is an imbalance of trade. And there must be fairness in, you know, in trade between South Africa and also the U.S. And, you know, for those of you who follow international news, you know, you will be able to realize that not months ago where the president of South Africa visited the U.S., just to clarify some of the diplomatic tensions between the USA and South Africa, which was based on allegations of, you know, white genocide in South Africa, and also the possibilities of, you know, possibility of ruining diplomatic relationship between the US and also South Africa. It was seen as a successful, you know, engagement. However, the United States responded now with imposing of 30% tariff towards South African products entering the US. And the question that you need to ask yourself, as a Namibian is that when South Africa is hit with 30% tariff, when it's doing its trade, what is the direct and indirect impact that has, with Namibian? Because, you know, journalists, researchers, and economists, we always present these things to say, no, Namibian economy is linked to South Africa. A dollar is pegged to the South African rand. And whatever is happening in South African economy will directly impact us. That chorus has been, you know, sung for a very long time. But it looks like there is little to nothing being done, particularly to make Namibia independent in terms of its financial system, and also to make Namibia at least bulletproof to some of these, you know, changes in global trade. Because in possession of 30% tariff on South Africa, it means that it's in possession of 30% into Namibia. There is nothing, there is no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that, because these are some of the things that are going to impact us. And it's also now up to us, you know, not only as researchers, journalists, or economists, not only as policymakers, but also ordinary Namibian citizens, particularly those who have capacity and energy to make sure that Namibia is sustainable at the sector that you find yourself. I was very happy yesterday when we spoke about, you know, the King's Project at Tokashana Gwangwanehare, when you look at social media, a lot of people are talking about, you know, Ihakautu is here, the potatoes are here, the Ondonga Traditional Authority has made a bold move of, you know, 100 hectares of land to promote food security. We have seen the harvest of potatoes. Now, when we expand this to other local authority, I think some of these things, when we do them at a larger scale, at a national scale, These are some of the things that will allow us to be independent and also allow us to have a say in trade. Because this new South Africa being, given 30% tariff, which is a lot of money per product, it means that Namibia is also going to be hit. And for how long are we going to be surviving? Because as I have already indicated earlier on, that we are always on defensive mode, particularly in terms of the economy, our economic game plan. We are always on defensive mode. We have been defending since we get into this game in 1990. We are just defending. We never attack. We are not attacking. We are defending. We are just on defense mode. Something happened, we are subsidizing. Something happened, we are subsidizing. Something happened, we are downgraded, and we are just defending. We don't have a striker yet in our economic game plan, if you understand what I'm saying. So yeah, that is the news coming from that side of South Africa. And the other news is also, there was a little bit of a commotion in South Africa's security system, particularly when Nandana Mkwananzi, it's a well-known commissioner. It's a well-known commissioner and head of police in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, made some strong remarks against the Minister of Police in South Africa that he is shielding criminal syndicates. And, it brought a lot of, debates among politicians, and also indicated that the president was going to respond. And a lot of people thought this guy in Kwananzi is a well-known James Bond in South Africa, because he is very strong in terms of his approach. And he is one of the commissioners who go on the ground and fight crimes head on, and captured or arrested some of the most dangerous criminals in South Africa. Now, what you need to understand is that being a commissioner in KZN is not an easy thing. However, you don't have overall power over the police. So that's why he started also giving strong points against the Minister of Police of shielding some of the syndicates, and also limiting the approach of the police. And it brought a lot of debates in South Africa. However, the ANC came out and defend Kwananzi of the work that he's doing. And I think the dust is about to be settled. Now, that is coming from our neighboring country. Just before we go to the conversation for today, we need to look at Namibia, particularly Namibia as a host of fifth or region five regional games. And one thing that we need to look at is the launch of Food Golf. I was so surprised yesterday. I thought I knew a few things, but I was so surprised yesterday when I went to Vendu Golf Club and witnessed the launch of Namibia Food Golf. And maybe most of you are asking, what is that? Go online, go on YouTube. There's a new development of sport. There's a new development of sport where football and golf meet. Where football and golf meet. And in that case, it's called Food Golf. It has started. They started already. When you look at countries like the US, when you look at countries like United States of America, and also the first world countries, they are already playing foot golf. And I was so shocked to see the development of this sport in Namibia. However, yesterday, the deputy minister of Education, Sport, Youth and Culture, Dino Baloti, has witnessed the launch of Namibia Foot Golf. And there is an establishment of Namibia Foot Golf Association, and it's going to be developed as a sport code, because it's already happening. And some of the technical experts from South Africa they came and also indicate how this this foot golf would be played. And it's very interesting to say that when you look at how things are integrated, it's not a new thing. It's, for example, for those of you who follow mixed martial art, you'll be able also to realize, to say, something like kickbox. You have karate mixed with boxing. Now, in terms of foot golf, you are using your feet to score those, golf records. It's played in the golf course, but the people are using, their feet to kick the ball. So it's like football, but in a form of a golf. And I think it's a very important thing to look at, because some of you who were not able to partake in other sport codes, you also be able to see, or you also be able to look at that opportunity, because sometimes new things is always very important to use the concept of timing, because new things, they bring innovation, and changes sometimes is very important. Because if you are not able to make it in golf, because golf has been known as an elite club, and it's only those with money who go and play golf, those who understand the techniques of golf, and it was known just for elite people with money, older people, and also professionals, but it's not really known to everyone. Now, if you are in that situation that, you don't really understand what golf is, and you are interested in sport, however, you have a little bit of knowledge about football, you can join foot golf, and it's easy for you also to partake in that process. Yeah, because what the Deputy Minister, Mr. Balotti, have indicated is that, sport is still a main priority. It's one of the key strategic priorities under the 8th administration, because it is uniting people and also come up with many sectors of the economy. And he was calling upon ministers of sport in SADC region to come and join him, to come and challenge him, which is very interesting, because with this thing of foot golf, you don't necessarily need to run around like in football. But even adults can play this, and it's a new sport to try and experience, because that is where the world is going, and Namibia is one of those countries that are privileged also to take this opportunity, and also to have already established a federation about that, and about to be fully complied with other sport activities. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and that was on the ground of sport economy. However, after a very short commercial break, we are going to look at what do we have for today? What do you have for today? Because I'm very happy to discuss about the topic of international relations and youth prioritization, because it's something which is very closer to my heart. Something which is very closer to my heart, because, when you talk about international relations, that is a concept that we're going to discuss shortly. Talk about international relations. We used to think it's only, the platform of adults, the platforms of diplomats, the platform of bigger politicians, not really something that young people can partake in. And before we go to a commercial break, ask yourself this question. Some of you are at university, some of you are at work, or some of you are learners, or some of you are retired. But particularly to the young people, ask yourself this. You are at an institution, but somebody of your age is always traveling. You just hear, no, David is in Rwanda representing Namibian young people. And you're asking yourself, how do these people get these opportunities? Or no, Susanna is at the SADC Youth Forum representing the Namibian people. Then you're asking yourself, why always these guys, and why are we not, take this? Or somebody is at COP20 something, representing the Namibian people at the Climate Change International Conference. There are always questions around, because these are some of the information that we need to clarify, particularly young people, partaking in international relations, young people partaking at the global forum to expand the Namibian interest, because it's like there's a bit limited information, and there's a little bit of, not really to say hidden information. There's a little bit of some people, only some people who would take in that. Because there are always those international conferences, there are always those international programs. You just hear, somebody is at UN volunteering program in Kenya, or somebody is at African Union. But it's the same young people. You study the same thing. You went to the same school. Maybe you're even better than that person. But how do these people get there? Because we want to expand that concept of international relations beyond professional diplomacy, or beyond traditional diplomacy. So, dear listeners, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7:30. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! IMPA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe odite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, let us look at international relations and youth prioritization. Yes, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, You're listening to Early Morning Scoop, and this is your business and economic conversation program. And yeah, when somebody speak about international relations, people think about different things differently. However, the concept, the basic concept of international relations is the relationships or conducts of states at an international forum, relationship between two countries, contacting each other, working together in terms of economics, in terms of security, in terms of cultural exchange, in terms of education, and the conduct of international relations, the relationship of these states at an international forum or at an international on an international ground has always been conducted by diplomats, either a chief diplomat who is a president, or minister of foreign affairs or international relations, or senior diplomats who represent their countries at can be at international institutions, can be also in another country, to make sure that they extend or they expand that country's foreign policy. Look complicated, look like fancy words, but the simple meaning of international relations is just relationships, friendships of countries sitting on one table and work together in various areas. These countries, they assist each other in time of trouble, or they cooperate to work together, either in terms of energy, and they work together in terms of trade. It's just a relationship. Now, previously, the conduct of international relations have been traditional. Traditional in the sense that they have been a linear way of operating at that level, where only diplomats who conduct international relations or who partake in what you call diplomacy. And as the world has changed, the conduct of international relations have also changed, because we have now various players in international relations, where you have bigger non-governmental organizations who can enter agreements with countries. You have bigger businesses like Starlings. You have bigger businesses like even Coca-Cola, who can enter into working relationship with countries. Investments. You have non-governmental organizations such as, you know, for example, Friedrich Ebert Stiftung, Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, various institutions, very powerful non-governmental organization who can influence decisions and also work together with, you know, states. And you have a lot of non-state actors who partake in that international relations. Now, the questions of what is the role of youth in international relations? What is the role of youth in partaking at international, you know, forums, international events, can be international opportunities? Because what is very clear, especially in Namibia, is that we must admit that there are things that we did not do right, particularly expanding that area of young people partaking at global affairs. Because there are many ways of how young people can partake in global affairs. But look at the formality. One, various institutions and corporations, they have what we call Department of External Relations. Not necessary to say external relations to work with somebody external, but these external relations go beyond the country. Look, for example, you have an institution like, for example, National Youth Council of Namibia. It have a section of international relations where there is various opportunities have to be discussed for young people. Various opportunities have to discuss, especially those which are related to going outside the country, getting exposure, and also making sure that, you know, you contribute to countries' development through, you can get even an opportunity to work outside the country. You can get an opportunity to represent the country outside. But it's only few to know who will be able to see. Look at universities. There's always, in student lead, there's always a Department of International Relations or External Relations. Looking at student bodies. Look at SLCs. You know, when you ask an SLC at university to say, no, this person is an SLC or RLC or student representative, person with portfolio of external relation or international relation, some don't really quite understand what that means. But that means that it's a gateway or it's an opportunity for you to contact with students or contact with institutions beyond your university. That can be students and also institutional bodies outside the country. And most of Namibian young people with capacity, with talent, with ability to do things, don't really get closer to this, information. And it's only few Namibians, and you agree with me, it's only few Namibians, especially young people, who get this opportunity to travel outside and also to represent the country, which is not wrong at all. But what is wrong is limitation of information and also young people not understanding that in the situation where we are now, the economy of Namibia, as we are speaking currently, cannot take us all. That one is a fact. Strategy, policies, political pronunciation can come in. But in the next 5 years, the Namibian economy cannot absorb everybody. Cannot absorb everybody as we are speaking. Because we are still at an economic defensive mode. We are still trying to fix holes while we are planning at the same time. And we are still jungling here and there. And you have to, and you have to admit that, to say the current administration that we have is a trying administration, is trying to fix all the problems, but cannot solve all the problems. That's why we are saying, especially to young people, you must go beyond the obvious. And what is very interesting about going beyond the obvious is that when you try to understand beyond local opportunities, then you also be able to understand that whatever is happening locally can be persuaded internationally. Whatever profession that you are studying locally, you can get an opportunity outside. The question is the how. The question is the how. How can young people partake in international relations? The question is the how. Because there are various ways. You can go to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or International Relations. You get employed there, you got deployed. That is a former and traditional way of doing things. But you can work also for international institutions, such as United Nations. You can go to volunteering programs within United Nations, within African Union. And you can be posted outside the country, get exposure, start working there, come back to your country with experience, bring those foreign currencies, because with partaking in international relations, there is always advantage to the country, either in terms of technical understanding of things and also bringing back of the coins at home. And what is also very interesting about understanding the modus of operandi of international relations is that every person can be a diplomat in his or her own way. That's why you can be a teacher, you can be an education graduate, but you're not able to get a job. But when you follow what is UNICEF and UNESCO is doing, you'll be able also to realize there is also opportunity for young professionals within that sector, particularly in terms of those who did education and how you can engage in that platform. You can be a nurse or a researcher in medical field, but opportunities are not there at home. Look at World Health organizations. Look at African Union and look at those small fellowships, because sometimes you don't start with working at international organizations. You start with fellowships, volunteering programs, then they expand. And there's a lot of benefits within this. And I'm always, I always feel bad, especially when I see people withholding information, because when you withhold information and you only give this information to your cronies or young ones. And it's us young people withholding information, especially about international opportunities, will not only can work to your advantage of you going there, but it will limit national development. But if we expand that sector, I think the Namibian economy will also try to improve here and there, because as we are currently speaking, we need to think beyond the obvious. We need to think beyond the obvious, and also we need to plan ahead. Because one thing that we need to understand is also that when opportunities are given to few, that is already putting us back, because the problems that the country is facing will not stop. They will continue to exist. It depends on how fast we are keeping up with the pace, because if we continue to be the way we are, as we are speaking currently now, we'll never achieve anything as a nation. That's why we are saying, for young people to expand their thinking and knowledge, the concept of international relation and global affairs must be expanded, simplified, and not only limited to career diplomats. When that concept is expanded, we will be able to understand that our young people, after finishing universities, they understand that at an international forum, there is something that we call young professional programs, where young people can go without experience to United Nations and get trained. There are young professional programs within International Monetary Fund, within even BRICS, within World Trade Organizations, but it's only few to know, and only those with the information. And what does this mean? It means that with the information, we are not going to move. And also the matter of those who think they have monopoly of knowledge and wisdom, because there's something which Johannes Zakaria mentioned one day, to say, you know, when you give a young person, a black person, an opportunity, he will start behave differently. And there's a concept. It's not about being racist. There's a concept which was stated, even Frantz Fanon mentioned that, of a white Negro. Because during time of slavery, when you bring a black person to work inside the slave master's house, particularly those who were working in the kitchen, they thought they were better off than others. Then they start behaving like their colonial masters. And they also start having ranks and status. And that is a mentality that needs to change, because if a young person gets an opportunity, particularly at an international ground, make sure that don't withhold information. Don't withhold information. Give information to others, because the stronger the young people participate at the global stage, the more Namibia get more opportunities. Because you know why? A young and fresh mind can easily acquire innovation ideas, can easily learn something that he or she can come and implement at home. You know, go and read the history of Chinese development, particularly from 1960s up until where we are now, why China was developing at a very fast pace, economy growing above 7% consecutively in a year. That was something which was big. But one thing that you need to understand is that China and also a bit of India, they have a global strategy. They have a plan for Africa. They have a plan for Europe. They have a plan for USA. And in those plans, is expanding their skills and also their economic ground, sending young people to go and study. Chinese, they were sent to go and study in Harvard. They were sent to go and study in Harvard University. They went to University of California. They are at Oxford. They are everywhere. they are sent at different programs. The government made sure that young people of China, they are sent across the globe to make sure that whatever changes which are coming, China remain very strong. That's why the economy of China have been growing very fast and sustainable. Growing very fast and sustainable. Look at who are the big players of BRICS and what is the contribution of young Chinese to the strength of the Chinese economy. It's exposure at an international ground. It's an exposure at an international ground. Why? What do we have here in Namibia? We have white Negroes mentality, which need to change, withholding of information, and it's just short-sighted thinking that we have that will limit us. Because when you sit with somebody who have international exposure, there is a differently. The approach of things is differently. A good example is somebody who got a scholarship to study outside the country. You sit with him, have a coffee with him. The reasoning is differently. The approach is differently. Easy to navigate issues. He or she can be faced with the same problem, but the approach is a global approach. Because the thinking that we have, particularly as young people in Namibia, we do not have a global approach. Not necessarily that we do not want to have a global approach. It could be that opportunity we do not know. But now that you know, get time to expand your knowledge on that ground. You know, dear listeners, the time is 7 in the morning, 7 a.m. And you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Today we are looking at how can young people partake at the global stage, at the international relations. How can young people represent the country at the various areas? What are the opportunities out there? And also, how we can complement domestic plan that are trying to solve the Namibian economic issue, the Namibian social problems. And mind you, as I've just indicated, the problems that the country is facing are not going to stop. It depends on how fast we are coming up with solutions. And a multi-faced strategy could be working, because already now we're just digesting the news of Namibia being declassified in terms of the economy. The economic ground is not doing well. Although we were trying to say we were misclassified, now we are classified on what they are saying, on what it is. Now we don't have. We're just digesting that news. Now there's a news of 30% imposition of tariff to South Africa. That is us. South Africa is us. We are South African province, technically speaking. Although we are a sovereign state, but we depend more on them than they depend on us. When you look at our international trade, the main trading partner that we have is South Africa. In SADC, and the main overall trading partner is South Africa. Then followed by China. When South Africa is hit, it's us who are hit. So that's why we are trying to find various mechanisms, various ways on how to complement the domestic strategy, and also look at how we can extend the domestic need at an international ground, and how we can assist in shaping the future of this country, particularly the young and energetic people of Namibia. So we are into a commercial break. Then from there, you will be free to communicate. You'll be free to ask your questions. Give your contribution at 083-288-401. We are into a commercial break. Then we can come. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
The Eye.
Hello, Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, The Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, The Eye.
The Eye.
Ipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatimwe bali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari. Ileko derewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, oma filane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, today we are looking at how can young people partake in international affairs, international relations, and how can you go beyond the comfort zone of your village, the comfort zone of your town, and the comfort zone of your country. Because one thing that we need to understand is that I don't really know about this current AS level, but what I can admit is that the grade 12 certificate that we get. Just think about this. Just think about this. The Galtoav certificate that you get, that certificate is internationally recognized. If you pass, just you pass your grade 12 certificate. The certificate that you get is internationally recognized, and you can admit it anywhere in the world, in any university in the world. That is number one. Which means that when you start from there, when you start from there, if you pass grade 12, not only if you pass grade 12, if you have a grade 12 certificate, you pass grade 12, you are admitted to university. It means that you are a global kid, you are a global child, and you can partake anyway. That's why Vest University can admit you with that qualification. Yes, the world is very competitive, but what I'm trying to tell you is that with that internationally recognized qualification and document, it means that the world is your village. The world is your village. There is nothing wrong with you working in Botswana, in Angola, in South Africa, in Malawi, Tanzania, Mozambique, in the US, in China. There is nothing wrong with you working there. But I'm seeing now a little bit of young people are taking up space, particularly with some international businesses, or particularly with this trade. But that should not be something that scares us. Because traditionally, we were never motivated to leave the country. We were never motivated to work beyond your country. We were never motivated to do that. And I think that is one of the limits that we have. And the little knowledge about how to think beyond the obvious. That is a global limitation that we have. And that's why today, young people of Namibia, when you are listening to this program, think about what you can do beyond your country. Because sometimes the world has moved on. You don't even need to travel physically. There are people who are sitting at home, they are earning money. How do you do that? There are people who are sitting at home and they are earning money. How do you do that? They are working for international companies. But where are this information? These are the information that were supposed to be disseminated by those who are responsible to cater for the agenda of young people. Not only the ministry, not only the institution like NYC, but either private sector NGO to say, you can be sitting at the comfort of your home with only a laptop and data or free Wi-Fi. Then you can work for a company in the United Kingdom with HR department in China, and the sales department in the US, and your payment will come from Nigeria. Understand that, because there is a lot of things that you can do at an on international ground. Not only necessary that you need to travel physically. Online opportunities, freelancing, online jobs. But because we are limited, we do not have that exposure. We are still continue to suffering, especially as Namibian young people, me included, because we have little knowledge about that. We have little technical knowledge about that to say. So, without the qualification, I can work from outside. I'm not saying you should sell products. I'm not an expert in that product. Maybe yes, I don't know. But with the skills that we have in nursing, with the skill that we have in accounting. You can work online. What job can you do online? What business can you do online? And how can you partake in international trade? This is some of the questions that you need to ask yourself. And where do we get this information? Are we getting right information about partaking beyond what is happening in the country? Are we getting right information? Are our teachers, lecturers, parents, mentors giving us right information? Particularly information regarding to economic earning, regarding to earning and surviving. Because in the world of digitalization, a laptop and a Wi-Fi is an office on its own. In the world of digitalization, a laptop and a Wi-Fi is an office on its own. That is exactly what you only need. Most of the things you can learn them online, and you can expand. Then if you are lucky, you can be called to go and represent your country. No, I remember I was a national coordinator for YALI in Namibia, and I was able to see, I got a privilege also to see young people from SADC region who are doing incredible things with different ideas, making money, business from absolutely nothing, and also either learning free courses online, free courses being learned online, accredited courses. Then I realized to say, as Namibians, we are not yet there. What could be the problem? Then that is also the platform where you have to meet those who withheld information. It's a platform where you have to meet those who were only because of their being lucky at that point in time, they get an opportunity. You just say, no, David Shombe is in Tehran or in Tel Aviv representing the country, young people of Namibia. Then you say, no, who is this guy representing us? Does this guy even understand what we are going through? What is this person saying? I'm just going there to the hotel and taking pictures, and I say, no, I got an honor to, I'll write on my LinkedIn, I got an honor to represent my country here and there. But am I really representing Namibian people? Do I really understand what we are going through? Because these are some of the things that we really need to change. And these are some of the things that, these are some of the information that we really need to bring on the table, because there is always enough for everybody. Especially when you expand that beyond the nation. There's always enough resources for everybody. And withholding information about the global opportunities will not work. And I like the lady by the name, we call her Lizo, Hilma Moses. She's one of the few young people that give free information, the founder of Opportunity Namibia, free information about opportunities to young people. How many of Namibian young people who sit on the dinner table and say there is something that Namibian people can do? Have you ever listened to a Namibian young person representing us outside the country? Have you ever listened to what they are saying? When you listen to what they are saying, yes, there are some of them who indeed they are doing great, but some, when you listen to what they are saying and what we are going through, then you're able to realize to say, I think we are on our own. I think we are on our own. Because the reasoning was supposed to be based on who send you. When you go outside the country, whether you go for business, you are a diplomat on your own. And you have to advocate for what is happening on the ground, because there is no food at home. There is no job at home. Your sisters are suffering. Your brothers do not have an opportunity. Then when you are on that international ground, you need to make sure that you represent us. And you also need to make sure that you do what is needed. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We have around 9 minutes to 10 there before we come to the end of our program. You can still engage us in the studio, 8083-288-401, 083-288-401.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on a tweet.
Yes, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. We have around 8 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And yeah, just before we sum up, the conversation for today is for us, not only young people, but also professionals, to think beyond the obvious, to ask ourselves these questions, to say, what can we do in a situation where there is no enough at home? What can I do in a situation where there is no enough at home? It means that I have to go outside. I have to go and learn what other people are saying. How can that be done? Yes, that can be done through scholarships, when you get a scholarship. That can be done through business. That can be done through traditional diplomacy, as a diplomat or foreign relations officer somewhere. That can be done through fellowships, leadership fellowships, free, online, in-person fellowships. That can also be done through professional level, professional expansion, because believe me, every professional that you can find has external relation part of it. If you are a nurse, you are a doctor, World Health Organization has a seat for you. World Health Organization has a seat for you. If you are a parliamentarian, International Parliament or Pan-African Parliament has a seat for you. If you are a musician, International Concert has a stage for you. You know, if you are a teacher, UNESCO or UNICEF has opportunity for you. If you are in economics, law, look at United Nations, look at African Union. Expand yourself, expand your wings. So Let's take a caller.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Shombe.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just forgot that yes, this is your time.
Yeah.
And then the evening time from after Elmut. Is it after Elmut or before Elmut?
Yes.
After Elmut.
Yeah.
Then this is a very important program not to be missed.
Okay.
One is because they are more interactive in terms of learning.
Okay.
And not that others are not good, but I'm talking about my personal experience in terms of interaction.
Okay.
And when you waste your time and the topics of leadership and what we should contribute to grow our economy and also to bring peace in Africa, in the world actually, not in the world. So these are all things that are linked. They are linking. There's always a great link.
Okay.
And it's actually that missing gap that we need to as well talk about, contribute, and see.
Mm-hmm.
Just that issues of these things, because maybe we don't look at this one, we always say politics, and politics, we sideline it there.
Yeah.
If it's something that you just see without ethics, without consideration, you just hammer and what. That's how we think politics is. But we are talking about policy, laws, and all these other things that regulate our conduct. So, and they need to be spoken as you speak like that. If you are a mess, you still have a stake in the other services. Maybe community. You see, that's why you find sometimes you have found nurses who are not employed.
Yeah.
And I don't know the reason why, because you can go, you do this community-based activity programs.
Yeah.
Those lockups are there, and just like those organizations that I created to address issues of HIV, now we have got the mental issue, the mental health. So those are some of the things that they can do in the community. They get to create awareness to the people that, yes, people don't drink, you boil your water first, you do this other thing. There are so many things.
But what is the problem? Is it information or we are not motivated?
The information is there. You cannot be motivated if you do not listen to the information. The information must really steer you up when you are hearing about this. This David on the program here.
Okay.
And I'm sure everybody, so that the friends was telling us that we all have access, most of them, and then was mentioned the percentage of having access to this, digital devices and technologies.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we don't take things seriously as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't question ourselves. We question the leaders. Kata Karuma yesterday, they have a program of let's look at ourselves. Now, how do you get motivated if you don't listen to speech or to things like this? And you are a student. You must tell them that, please, we are also students.
Yeah.
We are doing these things, and we want to help our community.
Yeah.
So now, where are you going to get the leadership now that can really now take up some of this money?
Yes.
So thank you very much. So let's keep on talking.
Okay.
Yes, they understand, then they will get motivated at one point.
Okay.
Time.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Yes, we always thank our callers, particularly our uncles and aunties who contribute to us. We also want more young people to engage in this conversation. And I think it's also right time to look at some guests who have experience in the field and also ask them to say, what can be done? What are some of the challenges that are experienced? Is it the application process? Is it timidity? Is it disencouragement? Is it fear? Is it demotivation? There are always obstacles because there are those who are willing, but they are not just pushed. Yeah, because one task which I have to indicate to you is that wherever you are, wherever institution you are, whether you are in government, private sector, whether you are a student, go to the department of, if you see a department of international relations within any institution, go there and ask to say, How are you interacting? When you look at even City of Windhoek itself has a Department of International Relations, External Relations and Engagement. Go there and ask. I know it's part of connecting the town with other towns in the world, but go there and ask, what can I contribute? Go to those student bodies. What is your role as a representative for international relations? How can I expand my knowledge? How can I study further? How can I learn further? How can I make money? Because money is very important. Although we jump around here and there, but money is the center of a lot of things. Although it's not the everything, but in terms of the economy, it's a mean. And we are saying the country cannot solve this problem that we are facing. The government that we have is the best government that you can indicate by far within a few months that they've been here. But the problems that we are facing will still exist beyond this 5-year term. Why? Because the challenges are more than the proposed solutions which are on the table. That's why we need to go beyond the obvious. So, dear listener, thank you very much for listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. Thank you to the callers. Thank you to the contributors. And continue listening to other Eagle FM product and programs. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mike Oshoveri with Unpacking the Day. So stay tuned and see you around. Bye for now. And yeah.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia. The NSA is conducting the Household Income and Expenditure Main Survey from the 28th of April 2025 to the 22nd of April 2026. Our officials in NSA uniforms, IDs and branded vehicles will visit selected households in all 14 regions. Hashtag Your Data Matters.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omotiha, we take it off a guna, e matina, omjo. Chicago Shafasana, nana, longishifa, ya, she became a shiwana. E moyao, or tango got some money. Anagashifa, ya Namibia, ombitom banawa, or jika. Seithanina, omaguro, nidanitoma, yue, yongishifa, yoyo, kupitira, mo, Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nena. Kara omkwashipareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera Selma, Onara heta primo. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oniage. Eagle FM. The eye.
The views and opinions.